Warning, the Stone Age Gamer includes a lot of bad language. Cover your mother f***ing ears.
Good evening and welcome to episode 220 of the Stone Age Gamer podcast for the week of September 21st, 2018. I am Chris Randazzo and I am here live at AVGC 2018 at the Meadowlands in Secaucus, New Jersey. I am joined by the vestless vest lord, the vest you could ask for, Mr. Dean DeFalco.
I really should have worn a vest then, I guess, huh?
You really should have.
Sorry.
And my co-host from the Waveback Music Podcast, Mr. Matt Ramo.
That's me.
We're here for a brand new Stone Age Showdown, and the competition is going to get fierce. But before we go any further, here's your weekly reminder that you can email us at mail@geekade.com. Just include the words Stone Age Gamer in the subject line, and you can let us know what you think of our show, what topics you would like us to discuss in the future, and or just say hello, because we always want to hear from you, the listener. That's you. Today's Stone Age Showdown is inspired by this convention's Sega theme. We have amassed a list of mascot characters that are associated with Sega, either having been created by them or appearing on their consoles, and we're doing a tournament bracket-style showdown to decide who is the best of the best. We have narrowed down the field to animal or cartoon-type mascots, so characters like Sketch Turner and Vector Man didn't make the cut. Mascots with their own platformers was the general idea, but we also disqualified Sonic right off the bat because, well, he's Sonic. We're going to draw the characters randomly from this wonderful manila folder right here.
Anything else?
And randomly discuss them as they're pulled. Once the brackets are up, we'll go down the list one by one to see who comes out on top. So let's get started. Our first pull. Matt, would you do the honors?
No. Okay.
Kevin Nash.
Aha!
What is that? What is that?
Our first pull is Arrow the Acrobat. Dean, tell us about Arrow the Acrobat.
So Arrow the Acrobat is a bat.
Wow.
His first Sega appearance was Arrow the Acrobat, which came out in August of 1993 on the Sega Genesis. He's terrible.
Well, I mean, all right. We're going to go a little bit more involved in what he is, I guess, once we start doing the actual
sure.
competition.
Yeah, sure. Let's pull them all out.
Yeah, let's
first,
pull
I guess,
them.
Right?
Yeah, let's pull them all out.
All
this
right.
is Family Show, guys. Come on.
Is that Tin Star?
No. This is Ristar.
Ristar, sorry.
Or Ristar. Some people call him Ristar. I've always called him Ristar. Dean, give us the lowdown
so,
on Ristar.
Ristar's first appearance was, guess what the name of the game was?
Super Monkey Ball.
Yes. It was Ristar on the Sega Genesis in February of 1995.
Outstanding. Mr. Glenn, here you go. This is Glenn. He is our Vanna. He'll be Vanna-ing for us.
He's real
cute.
Matt,
who's next on the list?
Billy Hatcher, right?
Yeah, Dean knew him.
Yeah, all right,
Billy
I got
Hatcher.
It. We got Billy Hatcher, first appearance, Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg. This is happening, Matt. Your life is happening. Welcome to it. First appearance, Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg on the Nintendo GameCube in September of 2003.
I see why you sat me in the middle now. I can't get away.
No, you can't.
No,
you're
you
stuck
can't.
Here, buddy. You're
stuck
in
here.
For the ride.
This isn't even my show.
All right, who's next?
Jake
who's
Cole?
Next?
Who's that, Dean? Dean, who is that?
That's Bubsy.
Dean, who is that?
That's Bubsy.
Can you say it a little louder?
That's Bubsy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's he from?
Bubsy the Bob Peck. Bubsy the Bob. Blah.
Nope.
I don't even want to say it. Yep. Bubsy in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
And Claws Encounters. Don't forget the pun, Dean.
Came
you
out.
Play that game,
came
Dean?
Out in 93 for the Sega Genesis. I don't want to talk about it
Dean,
anymore.
Have you ever played that game?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have.
He's amazing. This is his new render from his new game, Bubsy the Woolly Strike Back.
Why'd you write it big in all caps? You just want him to win.
Oh, Glenn, you're supposed to be putting the pictures up there with these thumbtacks.
That's really hard without anything to put them up with except for these tags.
You know what? I'm really glad I showed up.
All right, why don't we...
Wait, sales tax?
Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Really?
This is Izzy. Dean, tell us about Izzy.
Izzy. Izzy, right on the top. His first appearance, and I think only appearance, was Izzy's quest for the Olympic rings on the Sega Genesis in 1995.
Yeah.
Yes, this was an official Olympic mascot that got his own platformer, and it was terrible.
I don't think he's making it past the first round. Something's telling me.
Hey, you know what? We don't know who he's up against.
We don't know who he's up against.
I haven't been paying attention, and all right. I can't see the board from here. He was just in Izzy's Quest for the Olympic Rings for Genesis and Super Nintendo. He had his own game, and then everyone forgot he existed because he was terrible. All right, who's next, Matt? Ah, Bug.
All right, so Bug, thank you. Bug's first appearance was in Bug for the Sega Saturn in 1995, August of 1995. Yeah, that's a real keeper there. Let's keep going. Bug wasn't a terrible game.
Yeah, but if he goes up against Izzy.
You never know, man.
That's true. I don't know who's going to win that fight.
Well, who's next? Who's next?
Oh, Sparkster.
All right, Sparkster.
Oh, I think we have a front runner.
Sparkster's my MVP, I think we do. Seriously.
First appearance, Rocket Knight Adventures on the Sega Genesis in August of 93. Great game. That's a really awesome game. Konami Classic,
pretty,
one would say. All right,
These characters are all ugly anyway. Ooh. Alex Kidd.
Alex Kidd. This is a bit of a throwback. This is like probably one of the earliest ones we have on here. First appearance, Alex Kidd in Miracle World for the Sega Master System in 1987.
That particular render is from Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed, I think. He does absolutely
deserve a new campaign.
I completely agree.
Put that Kickstarter up.
Get that Kickstarter.
All right, what's next? Oh, no. That is Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel.
I actually know this.
Dean, tell us about Zero.
Do we really have to talk about
this racist-ass
squirrel?
That's right.
Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel was released on the Sega Genesis in November of 1994.
Zero is a spinoff from Arrow the Acrobat.
Because we needed more.
More mascots or more game?
More everything.
Let's keep it coming, Matt. What do we got?
Oh, Ai. So first appearance for Ai was...
These are Super all North American appearances,
correct,
by the way.
Super Monkey Ball for the Nintendo GameCube in September of 2001.
It was an arcade game in Japan before, but we stuck with American
console
games
releases.
For our notes. Yep. Here you go, Mr. Glenn. Who's next?
These two are fighting to get out.
James Pond. All right, I dig it. So first appearance is James Pond, underwater agent for the Sega Genesis in 1990.
I really can't.
I love
it. It's just the blank stare. Like, he has no problem murdering anyone.
Yes, I'm very happy to kill you. Thank you.
Very happy indeed. Oh, I love James Pond. All right, what's next?
Oh my God, there's still a lot left. Why? That's five too many.
There we go.
No, it's not. Really? You put Dynamite Hetty on here?
You're darn right I did.
Oh, God.
We were really stretching, I guess.
Yeah, Hetty's first appearance was Dynamite Hetty for the Sega Genesis in 1994. Can we clarify, is his full name Dynamite Hetty or is it Hetty?
I believe the character's name is Hetty and the game's name is Dynamite Hetty.
That's ingenuity right there for you.
Hey, this was a treasure game, all right? This game is awesome.
If it's a treasure, can we bury it?
There's a lot of headbutting in the 90s.
Yeah.
Between him and Bonk.
It was a very aggressive time.
Zool!
So Zool. Zool's first appearance was in Ghostbusters. No, it was in Zool Ninja of the Nth Dimension for the Sega Genesis in 1993.
To clarify, these are their first Sega appearances, not their first appearances overall. I believe Zool was out on something else before that. It was on Jaguar. I don't remember if it was on first. I think Jordan's right. I think it was on Amiga first. But
if only we had a device in our pocket to figure that out.
But this is a Sega panel. This is about Sega right here. So we're Segging it up. What's next, Mr. Matt?
I don't think you should say that ever again.
Oh, Samba. All right, Samba's dope. He's got those dope maracas. So first Sega appearance was Samba de Amigo for the arcade in March of 2000.
Talk about blank stares. He could blank stare James Pond to death.
Yeah, he could.
Are you sure?
Maybe not.
He's got a little bit more murderous intent on him, it looks like. Like, he's going to beat me to death with those maracas.
Last two.
Oh, you got Spot on there. All right, I'm going to drink some 7-Up, and we're going to talk about Cool Spot for the Sega Genesis back in 1993.
Whoops, sorry about that.
I love this game.
All right, who's our last entrant?
Who's the last one? awesome possum.
So, Sleeper. Oh boy, this is a
get it. Nobody.
This is a long title. So his first Sega appearance was Awesome Possum Kicks Dr. Machino's Butt. It's like a 6-year old came up with that title for the Sega Genesis back in November of '93.
So this game was meant to promote recycling. It's an environmental cleanup game.
All right,
it's good
so
for us.
We got the contestants. So
we got
I
the brackets. So who's that's very upside down, but that's fine.
He's a possum. He hangs upside down.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
I just realized there were two possums on this list. I didn't realize that before.
That's two possums too many.
I did not. Hey, you leave Sparkster alone. All right, who's our first matchup? I can't see it from
here. So we got Arrow and Restar.
Well, I would have to. All right, so Arrow the Acrobat is hideous. But it's not a terrible game, and Arrow got a sequel, whereas Ristar did not. Have you guys played either of the Arrow the Acrobat or Ristar?
I played Arrow the Acrobat, and also, he looks like he's out of like an old school Tom and Jerry cartoon, so that makes me hate him a little bit. I want the Star with Attitude. I'm going for the Star
with Attitude.
Yeah.
You had your hand.
Oh, no,
we're going for the best. We're going for the best.
Yeah, I mean, none of them are really the best, but someone's got to win.
Yeah. So what's your vote, Matt?
Oh, my. I know neither of these two.
Well, Ristar, I believe, has some lineage with Sonic Team.
He was a flag waver in the car racing game.
Yo, exactly. But look at those sweet kicks that Ristar's got on, man.
He also has stretchy arms. But Arrow the Acrobat can hover.
He's
and
also
he
wearing
has fangs.
Clown shoes. I don't like clowns. I'm going to go with Star.
With Ristar? Well, that's two, and you know what? I'm going with it, too. So Ristar advances to round two. Sorry,
congrats,
Arrow.
Ristar.
Congratulations.
All right.
And the crowd goes mild.
What would you rather have, a kick in the nuts or a punch in the face? Neither.
Why are those right. My two choices?
Because it's just bad and worse.
All right, next up here is Billy Hatcher versus... I love this sentence. Billy Hatcher versus Bubsy.
Yeah, I just want to burn down the little board you made there.
What do you say, Dean? Let's go right to you.
I figure this has to be a by default situation for you, but honestly, honestly, my vote immediately goes to Billy Hatcher because I kind of like that game. Plus, I mean, look how awesome this guy is. He is totally cool with being dressed up like a chicken.
Yeah, what's up with that?
That dude is dressed up like a chicken. He pushes
That's
around
a
giant. Yeah, he's a little guy. He's named Billy. Billy Hatcher.
Oh, yeah, I missed that. I'm not paying attention.
Bare hands, Billy Hatcher.
No, but he probably shops at the same store.
All right,
look,
so...
Billy Hatcher and the Giant Egg is a cool game, and you gotta love the confidence of a kid that just dresses up like a chicken and pushes eggs around.
Well,
he doesn't care.
They made Bubsy look even more like a tool, so... yeah, I'm gonna go with Billy Hatcher here.
Matt, just to clarify...
I wanted Bubsy, because I...
You're giving Bubsy your vote?
Yeah, I wanted to stick it to Dean.
Hey,
Bubsy ain't a clown. We'll see.
He's not wearing shoes or pants.
No pants.
No service.
No pants.
That wasn't really a TV show. That was more like 30 minutes of garbage.
I am, for the record, I'm only picking Bubsy because it burns Dean bad.
It does.
All right, you know what? Let's get an audience reaction. Who moves on? Billy Hatcher? Bubsy?
Yeah.
Looks like Bubsy's taking it, Dean. Mr. Glenn, I'm sorry, Billy, but Bubsy's got
to
move on.
For the record, I gave them all $3 to do that. I'm going to want it back at the
end. Wow, you paid out six whole dollars?
It was in quarters, so I'm going to need it back for laundry.
All right, so who
right,
do we got?
So next,
great.
Oh, God. Two. So, yeah, we've got Izzy versus Bug. And, all right, so we've got a lot of similarities here. Both of them have eyebrows that are not attached to their heads. Bug has a bow tie.
At least Bugs are eyebrows instead of...
True. No lightning
That's
bolts
true.
There.
No lightning bolts.
So I'm just saying, Izzy looks like he's about to streak down to the Olympic...
Olympic mile?
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Bug just because he looks like he might get arrested any second.
He does look like he's up to something. Yeah. He's definitely shifty.
I'm pulling for Izzy because I think the Olympics needs another chance.
Okay.
As a video game or as the Olympics?
Nothing in that statement made sense, and I stick to it.
Oh, boy.
I'm here for comedic relief only.
I'm kind of on the fence. Let's go with an audience reaction for this one, too. Izzy.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Wow.
So Bug moves on.
You know what I would have hoped? If you said Bug and you got the same response, it was a dead room, just like...
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah, but this is a hard one.
This is a hard one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because Alex Kidd is awesome, and I want to vote for Alex Kidd so badly, but Sparkster is a possum with a suit of armor,
jetpack,
a sword that shoots lasers, a jetpack, and a winning smile.
And a winning smile, trademarked.
He's not running for office.
Isn't he, though?
Are you sure he's not?
He could.
We haven't asked him.
I can't. That's ridiculous.
And I've broken
Matt. I've been up since 5 a.m.
We did a lot of filming before this, so...
Yeah. Seriously, my vote has to go for Sparkster. As much as I love Alex Kidd, I really got to root for Sparkster here because I love Rocket Knight. Not only that, but Rocket Knight Adventures is, I believe, solidly a better game than Alex Kidd, which Alex Kidd is great, but Rocket Knight Adventures, man. Rocket Knight Adventures. What do you guys think?
I'm going with Sparkster. I think Sparkster deserves to go on. He had a great game, and while I like Alex Kidd, I was way more of a fan of Sparkster when I was growing up, so I'm going to go with that.
Matt?
I mean, I'm a big fan of the OGs, but...
But just look at his award-winning smile. It's so great. Just look. Look.
He loves
look,
you.
It's great.
Matt says Sparkster.
Because he's wearing goggles. Nobody talked about his goggles.
That's
safety
true.
First, guys.
Because he flies on the jetpack. He's got the goggles figured out. Yeah,
Sparkster moves on.
Like, they're more like chem goggles, but...
I mean, I'm not going to lie. It actually makes me nauseous that Alex Kidd is left behind and Bubsy is not, but...
Look, you left that one up to the audience. He would have been gone.
That's true. He would have been gone. I still stand behind it. I think that went well.
That's your Frankenstein if he wins. You're going to have to murder Bubsy.
You would like that way too
much. I would love it. I would tape it.
All right. Oh, boy. This is glorious. Next round is II from Super Monkey Ball versus Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel.
Do we even have to talk about this? Why
we do have to have the discussion,
team? A racist-ass squirrel forward. No. No.
You mean it's more racist than that monkey?
Here's the thing about Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel.
It's somehow
he's still alive.
What do you
if
mean
he's
still alive?
If he's a kamikaze
alive?
Squirrel, he shouldn't be alive.
That's
he should
true.
Have one attack, and that's the end of it.
Could you imagine that game?
One level.
$60. First, done. And game over.
Game over.
Plus, II is adorable. He's got a big A on his shirt in case he forgets who he is. I mean...
The original
his ears
Super
look
Monkey
like cinnamon
Ball.
Buns.
Yeah.
And Zero the Kamikaze Squirrel is a terrible game.
Super Monkey Ball is a pretty decent game, so
it
I feel like
he's got a backpack on. He's prepared for pretty much any eventuality.
Are you talking about II or
II? Look, he's got a cute little backpack. Zero. I mean, he's a kamikaze squirrel, but I don't know what he's doing. Like
Chris,
he's got nunchucks.
I'm
are they going to blow
just
up
curious,
on here or something?
What's in the backpack that makes you so sure he's prepared for anything? Like. Is there, like, a machete?
No. There's
a sandwich?
There's bananas, Dean. He's a monkey.
Fuck me, I mean...
Argument over.
Does he have a crowbar to help him get out of that ball?
No, but he has bananas in case he gets hungry.
Till he runs out, and then he's dead.
So what, he's just going to get fat inside that ball? Till he runs out of bananas?
Probably. Let's not even discuss the bathroom situation. So,
II
moves on. Let's end.
I just thought of something really quickly. If he eats all those bananas, where does he put the peels?
So now he's just slipping on them constantly.
He eats the peels, too. He wastes not what not, all right? He'll eat the backpack, too.
I feel like I'm in a fever dream right now. I don't even know if this is real.
Oh, it's real. We're all here with you, man.
We're all here with you. Okay, this...
Oh, my
boy.
God. So do we even have to vote on this
match
one?
Of the century. Dynamite Heady. James Pond. Who takes it?
Pond?
Yeah, like, he's just
James
staring
Pond.
Like... He just... We'd be talking about this. Gun, boom, Heady's dead. He'd be like, I win.
All right, audience vote. I want to know what the audience wants to...
Indiana Jones?
Yeah.
What does the audience think about James Pond versus Dynamite Heady? James Pond? Pond, hands down. Yeah. I mean, look, this fish is wearing half a tuxedo. That is amazing.
It took time to get on.
Where do you even buy a fish tuxedo? And he wears a bow tie way better than Hetty does. No offense, Hetty.
I bet you that shirt's just a dickie. It's not even a real shirt.
Probably. All right. Done. James Pond moves on.
I could work the word dickie into.
I mean, I'm happy you did.
I'm proud of you.
I know you are.
I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that.
I'm going to go home tonight, and I'm going to think about what you've done. So next up, we have Zool versus Amigo. Samba.
Okay, so just for the sheer reason that I want to see a death battle in between Samba and James Pond, like...
To be fair, you got rid of Zero because you thought he was racist. You don't think Samba's racist?
Yeah, but it's like a fun racist now. He's got maracas. He's happy.
So wait, like just because he's a party?
Also, he's not killing himself with an airplane or something. There's that. What's the worst Samba does? Eat a taco?
As long as the racism is fun, right? Okay, that adds up. No, man. Zool is kind of awesome, but yeah, I gotta vote for Samba because just look at that face.
I
wouldn't want to say no to that.
I want to say who has the blanker stare in like 10 minutes.
I'm going with Samba because that is the face you see just before you get carved to pieces and mailed all over the planet.
Yeah, that's a horror movie waiting to happen.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Samba it is. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Samba's not going against Pond yet.
Not going up against Pond.
I guess I'm just going to have to keep working.
Pond's
going
to have to beat Ai, and I don't know about that.
Is the fix in? Is this what happened?
Yeah, I've already put the ballots in. You know, it's fine.
All right, last of the first round, we've got Cool Spot versus Awesome Possum. Cool Spot is all about soda. and really, soda is it. Exactly. Awesome Possum is all about recycling those bottles.
How did we not see this matchup coming? Huh.
It was foretold to us. I mean, look, Cool Spot, he's got spots on his shoes. Like,
are they
does
cool?
Does that make him cooler? Because it just looks like he has the Japanese flag on his shoe. Does that make him racist?
He is the Japanese flag. I'm so sorry.
I think we gotta end the podcast now. I think we're done.
Nope. We forge forward. I'm seeing spots. I'm laughing so hard.
Cool spots? Are you seeing cool spots?
Could you do us a favor and say that at the beginning? I think we're gonna need it.
All right, I'm voting for Cool Spot because... Do I even need a reason just because? I'm going to give them a minute.
Oh, God. Yeah, Cool Spot gets my vote.
Cool Spot moves on. All right. Now I kind of wish the Kamikaze Squirrel moved on, too.
Can we take it back?
There are no time. Listen, we're on a time limit. We got to keep moving.
We've got chiptune trivia in 45 minutes. Wow. All right. So, round two. Let's see how much racism we can pack in round two.
Listen, don't threaten me with a good time.
So, it's Ristar versus Bubsy.
Yeah, I'm going Bubsy. Neither character is wearing pants.
No, I'm not saying it. I'm not.
Bubsy has the exclamation point. Bubsy is still here, Dean. He got a PS4 game. Did Ristar get a PS4 game? No. He didn't make it past Sega Genesis.
Bubsy sure has seen Solid Snake.
What?
Who?
Bubsy sure saw Solid Snake.
That's true.
All right, Glenn, just that took me a minute. Fucking put him forward. Fine. Great. Cool. Bubsy. Hooray. Great. Oh,
is this the will of the audience too?
Does everyone want Bubsy?
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Cool. Bubsy.
Yes. Bubsy. Great. Is taking
cool.
it.
Cool.
All right.
If this guy wins, I have no faith anymore in humanity.
Oh, this is the catalyst. This was it.
Yeah.
This is, okay. All right. So now we've got Bug teaming Bug versus Sparkster. Again, I don't think this is any contest, right? It's got to be Bug.
We're all for Sparkster.
All for Sparkster. Is this the will of the room? Everyone likes Sparkster over Bug? Yes. What's that?
Oh,
it's
but true. That booty dough.
He is twerking.
True.
He's that twerking booty. That little bug butt.
He's got a pair of butt cheeks. Somebody rendered a pair of butt cheeks on a bug.
And then, you know, now that I look at him.
We don't know what Sparks are sporting under there. He's got a suit of armor on. He could have the nicest rump you've
Please,
ever
Chris,
seen.
Don't set me up.
He's just naked and jacked under there. Just He's like, you see that armor? That's actually just a muscle shirt.
This podcast don't want none unless you've got buns, hun. And I think Sparkster has the buns. Sparkster will deliver goods.
Would you consider them buns of steel?
Get off me. You don't deserve it. No.
Yeah. We're on an upward tick here,
ladies and
gentlemen. Write
it down. It might be the only one.
All right. Sparkster moves on. Sorry, Bugs Butt. Okay.
This is getting scary.
You know, I versus James Pond.
They closed the door. There's no air in here.
If there's a death match between the two of them, it's obviously no contest. James Pond is going to murder that monkey.
I'm pretty sure the only one that would stand a chance against James Pond out of everyone is Sparkster.
That's true. Is the monkey ball bulletproof? Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. Is the monkey ball bulletproof?
I was thinking that.
Entirely possible. That's
Good
true.
Point. Can take an impact.
I'm fairly certain.
And James Pond cannot live out of water.
I just hear me out. I think James Pond is like Gary Busey levels of crazy. Like that blank stare is hiding a crazy old man under there. So, like, I think even if I tried to run him over, that little fish would hang on for dear life, pull out like a butcher's knife, make his way in there, and stab that little monkey to death.
You know what? Hang on. If he's supposed to be James Bond. He's got gadgets. He's getting in that ball. Don't matter. James Pond.
That's a good
point. I think so.
Also, James Pond does have the environmentalist angle to it because the first game was about cleaning up toxic waste. Honestly, I love the first James Pond on Genesis. I think it's an awesome
game. I remember it being
game.
Pretty good, yeah.
And I like Secret of Monkey Island, but just for the sheer absurdity of a fish. No, that's Super Monkey Island. I'm tired. Super Monkey Ball. Man, now I want a Super Monkey Island game.
Secret of Super Monkey
Island.
I would
pay money for that.
Super Monkey Ball Island.
I gotta, yeah, James Pond gets my vote. James Pond moves on.
Yes. Do you want me to say Monkey Balls? It looks like you want me to say Monkey Balls.
Do you want me to say it into the microphone? James Pond is getting farther in this
you
than
are.
I thought he would.
Monkey Balls.
There's a microphone right like 3 inches from your face.
Monkey Balls. Now you said it.
All right.
I hate your guts.
It's not like we have different tracks.
Samba versus Spot. How do we feel about this one?
Who's more racist? I still want to
yes,
see
Dean, who is more racist, Samba or Spot?
Samba. Oh.
Sorry.
I want to see the death battle versus Samba and James Pond next round. But, I mean, Spot, he's just like...
Wait. I'm going to say it. Spot, deal
yeah,
with it.
I'm voting for Spot.
Thank you.
I mean... Listen, if you want him to move forward, he's giving us the jazz hands and
he's
stuff.
He's all about
all right.
The uncola, and he makes that cute little squeaky noise when you're doing. Woo-hoo, woo-hoo.
That's
true. People do not still drink Samba de Amigo.
I would hope not. Also, that.
I don't know, man.
Audience vote.
Carved up into a million pieces and sent
cool
around the
planet. Cool Spot or Samba? Applause for Cool Spot. Cool Spot. Applause for Samba.
That,
oh boy,
that's close.
It is close.
All right, judges.
So
judges
I vote
panel.
Spot. You vote Spot.
Samba, just put Cool Spot forward. He's gonna get murdered next round, but it's cool.
Yeah. I guess it's really all about who James Pond's gonna murder.
All right, Spot. It is. Spot moves on to the next round.
Okay.
His insatiable bloodlust.
Look at this final four, Matt. I need you to take a picture of this final four because this is absolutely absurd.
How did we get here?
Well. It started when somebody made a race. Oh. What?
Bye, Samus.
Wait.
Bye.
Samus wins.
Yes. Dark Samus wins.
How am I supposed to follow that?
You don't. You
just I put my shoes on and I get up and I go. Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you.
All right. So.
All right. So let's talk about Bubsy versus Sparkster.
Let's get in depth here. We got some extra time. We've been flying through these.
We've got
a little
bit of time to discuss this.
Let's get really racist.
All right, well, here, all right, so Sparkster has been in technically three different games, even though two of them have the same name. All right, you've got Rocket Knight Adventures, then you've got Sparkster on Super Nintendo, Sparkster on Genesis, which both are technically different games. So Sparkster's been in three solid games. Bubsy has been in Bubsy, In Claws Encounters the Furred Kind, which is just not great.
Look, no, you could put the number out, just don't say solid, because they're anything but solid.
It's not great, but it's not as terrible as it's been made out to be. Bubsy 2, which is a dumpster fire of a game. Bubsy in Fractured Furry Tales for Atari Jaguar, which is a terrible game on a, let's say, not-so-great platform. And then he just got a PS4, Bubsy the Woolly Strike Back. Yes. Yes.
Do you really even want to count that?
I mean, that is very true.
This guy's in for a treat because he came in at the final four of crappiness.
That's right. We have a death match going on between Bubsy, Sparkster, James Pond, and Cool Spot. Thank you for joining us.
We promise you'll regret it.
So Bubsy has been in more games, without a doubt. Oh, that's right. Sparkster was also in that Rocket Knight game that was on PSN and Xbox Live.
Sparkster's also got a sword.
Sparkster not only has the good sense to wear pants.
Yes, he does.
But as we said before, he's got a suit of armor. He's got a laser sword. He's got a jetpack, goggles for eye protection, and the all-important
winning
smile.
Hang on.
What is about to happen? What is happening?
Can I borrow that just for a second? Do we really want this to win? Is that what we want? Is this where we are?
Yes.
Like, No. He looks like such a tool. I'm on the verge of crying, guys. Please.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Why?
I'm sorry. I have...
Yes.
No, he started it. He started it. What's me...
Is this the will of the people?
Is Bubsy beating out Sparkster?
Sparkster!
All right, show. All right.
I heard three to like.
This is
vote
happening.
For Bubsy.
This is happening right now.
Vote for Sparkster. The will of the people have spoken. Sparkster has to move on.
God! Oh my God!
Thank
very
you very much,
you.
Rational people
very,
of the
I
world.
I want all my money back.
I was really scared for a second.
You, it's true.
You really
it's
did. True. If you didn't react the way you did, I wouldn't have pushed so
it's all
hard.
Part of the show, baby.
All right, now this is a matchup I didn't see coming. When
nobody,
I printed these
did.
Things out, I did not see this coming. James Pond versus Cool Spot. Now... Wow, somebody's playing Dr. Mario for Dr. Mario stage in Smash.
I'm just going to say, one is literally a logo with hands and feet. Just
one is a spot with a ton of personality. The other one is a murderous underwater secret agent that fights pollution.
Again, let's...
I think this is an easy choice.
Let's reiterate, someone could literally make Cool Spot by just putting a red marker on a table. And they got Cool Spot.
The hands,
but
the
doesn't
feet,
that mean then you can
the
make
cool
an army
sunglasses.
Of them?
I don't
James Pond has gone on to make some terrible games. All right? James Pond 2 RoboCod is a pile of trash.
But it's a great name.
And I believe James Pond was
game.
Also in Aquatic Games, which is like an underwater Olympics game, which is also trash. Whereas Cool Spot is a great game. The Spot puzzle game on NES is a pretty solid game. Spot Goes to Hollywood, not amazing, but again, not a terrible game. And those are the only Spot games I can think of.
Okay, also...
Plus soda.
James Pond, gun.
Valid point.
James Pond.
James Pond.
Murderer.
Intent.
James Pond could swim and probably survive in...
James Pond, dicky wearer.
You know what? As much as it pains me to say it, my vote's for James Pond.
Listen, I just want to see his insatiable blood lust move on. That's all I want. He's the Akuma of shitty games. He's got that Setsui no Hado. That's what he's got. Did I say that right? I think I said it right. Is that too much? Did I go too far?
No.
Okay.
Were you here 5 minutes ago when we said he was just the Japanese flag?
Yeah, we did say that.
Yeah,
all right.
Boy, this is weird.
Oh,
this is really weird.
It's getting hot in here too.
Yeah,
like
it's warm. All right.
I can only wonder what it was like in the rooms with the bands.
Matt, what's your vote?
It really does come down to me, doesn't it?
It really does.
Why?
Z.
Going to soothe you with my Barry White voice.
What are you mumbling?
Sorry, I was going into Barry White. I would love nothing more than see James Pond stand on the carcasses of his slain enemies with that face that says, yep, kill them all. That's it. That's all I got.
You want the Pond Man?
Pond.
Pond's moving on.
The Dickie moves on. The Pond
all right.
Moves on.
We got our final battle here,
look
guys.
At this. Look at this grand finale we've got here. In my lifetime, I never thought I'd be having the conversation of James Pond versus Sparkster.
When you woke up this morning.
When I woke up this morning, really, I'm genuinely surprised. I mean, it was a shame that Alex Kidd wound up right against Sparkster from the get-go. Because that was a real shame.
He went out early. He
did
have to suffer.
He went out, it's true. He didn't have to suffer through all of this racism. All right, guys, here we are.
One of the
James,
very few humanoids
James
on
Pond
there.
Versus Sparkster.
All right, so, I mean, let's just go down to brass tacks here, okay? Homeboy's got armor. He's got armor.
That's true.
Deflects bullets.
Yeah.
No, hang on. He's a model of James Bond. You don't know what kind of gadgets are in that dickie.
That's also true.
I'm going to say dickie as much
if
as possible,
Sparkster
by the
way. Goes underwater, he's not...
might rust.
Yeah.
We've seen him underwater. He's fine.
Fair enough.
Audience... Boom.
That's very true.
Sparkster is a noble gentleman.
He's a rocket knight.
Yeah, he's
not just a knight. He's a rocket knight.
Someone strapped a rocket to him.
Somebody gave him a sword that shoots lasers, a suit of armor, and said, you know what? This guy needs a jetpack, too. This isn't enough. We need this possum to fly.
Like,
Someone who snorted a lot of cocaine said, we need to make him more extreme. Let's give him a jetpack.
But he needs a skateboard. You're right. But here's the thing about both these characters is they're both so happy. You know, neither of these characters are coming at you with tood. Like,
they both have winning smiles.
They do. They both have winning smiles. I mean, I'd put James Pond in office. Oh.
The internet says possums
eat fish. The internet says possums eat fish.
Possums can hang upside down. James Pond can't hang upside down.
He's not doing much with that.
That would make him a Christmas ornament.
Now I want a James Pond Christmas ornament.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's got to exist.
Be
somewhere.
Careful what you wish for.
No. All right. All right. Well, let's get an audience poll on this one. Audience votes for Sparkster. Votes for James Pond. Wow, that's tight. I think that is actually split in half as far as the room goes.
Divided room.
So it's. Boy, it really comes down to us.
Well, all right, let's go back to previous matchups here. James Pond got past... Who had the harder matchups?
Sparkster. He had to take down Alex Kidd.
Exactly.
Like,
it's true. He had to, and Bubsy will not die.
There's a yes chant for Bubsy. That was scary. That was seriously...
Thank you. Thank you, and you're welcome.
They'll be making Bubsy games until we're dead.
That's such a scary thought.
And that's probably why we'll be dead.
I feel like Sparkster kind of earned this.
It's true. They
especially
might be why
in
we're
Dean's
dead.
Case.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next week we'll prove it. When I'm dead.
Yeah. I gotta vote for Sparkster.
Matt, how you feeling here, man?
With my hands. I don't know, man.
Okay.
You're welcome. Animaniacs reference. You're welcome.
Yeah, that just took a second to sink in. Well done.
It's been a long day. Sorry, man. Dickies all day.
James all right, all so day, so
really?
What was that? Was that
first?
Was,
let me take a selfie. Hold up. Hold up.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
All
right.
God,
we look
old.
I look tired as hell in this. Oh my god. I look like I smoked way too much pot.
You?
I smoked none. Okay. So it's down to me.
Later.
I'm the final one.
It's down to you. I voted for Sparkster. He voted for Dickie.
We're calling him Dickie now. Is his name Dickie?
As many times as I can say Dickie, I'm gonna.
All right.
I wish Dan was here.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
I mean, I wish he was here too, not instead of you.
Oh,
right. We should call Dan.
Fuck it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's call Dan.
Call him Bay. Is he in my phone's Bay? He might be in my phone's Bay. No, I got it. I got
it. Got
it. All
right. Call Dan. Let's get him on the phone.
I got two numbers. Oh no, same number.
Right, you're good. All right, let's get Dan on the phone.
So how has everybody's experience?
Where the hell's
Cool.
It's on speaker. It's on top?
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, okay.
So for anyone who doesn't know, this is the Stone Age Gamer podcast panel. Dan is actually my co-host on the podcast, but he's not here.
Hey, dude. Hold on a sec.
Oh, that was a voicemail.
It said, hey, no, she said, hey, Dean, hold on a sec, didn't she?
I heard babe.
I heard, hey, babe, hold on a sec.
I think.
I'm going to try calling
him,
too.
We've got drama.
Everyone call him. Everyone call Dan. I'm going to put the number up right now. Just start pouring them in.
That's even better. Can you guys just hang out with us, like, all day?
I'd love that.
I'm all about that.
Where is Dan? Where is Dan?
I really hope I get a call back, because I could have sworn they said, hey,
well,
Dean.
I have a couple numbers here.
Call all of them.
I'll call.
And then they hung up on me, because what the hell?
Well, now the next episode's going to be, well, what did she say?
That number's not connected anymore.
Chico.
Let's try this one.
Oh, is this the time when we do our Scott Hall impression?
The bad guy here.
Hey, oh, listen. The bad guy here.
All right, you got another? You're calling him?
I'm calling him. You guys entertain.
You're not gonna
be entertaining.
All right, so anybody buy anything cool today?
Lots of cool stuff.
Runner 2, dope. That came on. Is that like
Dan?
One of those limited run type deals?
Yep. Awesome. That's awesome. Hold on a second.
Okay, all right, we got him on the phone.
All right, Dan, you are on speakerphone.
Okay.
Okay, we're at the panel, and we're doing our Stone Age showdown.
Hi, Dan.
The audience loves you. Where does the is it coming?
Hi, everybody.
There we go. Okay. All right. Cool. I think it's coming out of the top.
No.
Oh, it's coming out of the bottom. Okay. All right. So we're at the last round and we're at a stalemate here.
Everyone puts
the last round is Sparkster versus James Pond. Who wins?
Okay. So are we voting on who is the worst?
No, we're voting for who is the best.
Cannot script this.
Okay, that's what I thought. So the best second tier Sega Genesis Sega mascot, right?
That's where we are. Everyone has been defeated except for James Pond and Sparkster.
James Pond and Sparkster. Oh man, that is like, all right. So who's got the votes for what?
No, don't tell me. No.
It's kind of dead even. It's okay. Very split, and the audience is split. Me and Dean are split right down. No, is it me and Dean?
Me and you.
And Dean can't really make up his mind, so we decided to call you.
That was wise. That was smart. So, all right, so let me see here. Let me think about it for a minute. Sparkster absolutely had, I would argue, the better game, or the better experience.
I would agree.
James Pond, though, is arguably way cooler.
He does have a gun.
He has a gun, and he's a fuck, right? Like you get, he's like James Bond. You get it?
Yeah, no, I get it,
guys. No, you do? Okay, just making sure, because oh man, this is tough. I gotta go. If I had to say gut reaction right now, because you know, like I'm sure you have to end the panel relatively soon. I would go with James Pond.
All right. There it is. James Pond for the win. Glenn, move James Pond on. Dan, thank you very much for being our tiebreaker. Thank you for joining us on the panel.
You're very welcome. I hope everybody is having an amazing con. I'm sorry I can't be there, but, you know, I'm watching my children try to kill their friends in our hammock and our backyard right now. And, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. So,
what's this happening?
Well, Godspeed. We'll talk soon, Dan.
All right, later.
All right, we have a winner. The champ.
James Pond.
The champion of the Stone Age. This Stone Age showdown is James Pond. Something, that is
something no one saw coming.
I really, really did not see this coming. All right, well, that is our show.
So we got a couple things to say to you guys before you leave.
Yes.
Chris is going to ramble off some stuff real quick.
Yes, obviously our normal stuff. we're going to be doing a show this week. Probably Dan and I, we're going to be talking about the Nintendo Direct that just happened, and following week we'll be doing the 10-20-30. We're talking about games that came out in September 2008, 98, and 88, including games like Adventure Island for NES, Parasite Eve for PS1, and Star Wars The Force Unleashed for every platform under the sun at the time, and a whole lot more. Once again, you can get in touch with us at mail@geekade.com, as well as all flavors of social media we inhabit. Like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram at Geekade, subscribe to our YouTube and Twitch channels for all our latest video content, follow us on Twitter at @_Geekade, you can follow us individually, I'm at Geekade Chris, that's Geekade K-R-I-S. Matt, where can people find you?
In prison, because I'm going to fucking kill Dean.
Dean, where can people find you?
In hiding, at @Kimono_Vestlord.
Me_talk_good, Twitter.
Okay, most importantly, the most important thing in the world, I forgot to bring in all the swag that we have.
Oh.
Matt, run out and get a bunch of stuff from our table.
Just throw it at them.
What kind of stuff?
The colorectal cancer stuff, the Stone Age Gamer magnets.
You should talk about the colorectal thing.
So, most importantly, 1 week from today, we are hosting our annual Pain in the Ass-a-thon. We have teamed up with the Colorectal Cancer Alliance to raise money for colon cancer prevention and awareness by hosting a 24-hour game streaming marathon where Geekade contributors, including the three of us here, will be playing 24 solid hours of pain-in-the-ass video games because butt jokes are hilarious. You know, colon cancer, butt jokes, ha ha ha. We are tackling games like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for NES, Mega Man for Game Gear, Double Dragon 3 The Sacred Stones for NES, and more, including Dean taking on the dreaded Bubsy 2 for Super Nintendo, me attempting to beat Zelda's Adventure for Philips CDI, and it's all for a great cause that is very near and dear to all of us. So any and all donations you can make, no matter how small, are greatly appreciated. We are taking donations today and tomorrow at our booth, which is right outside of this door. And you can also go to pedathon.com and make a donation there. 100% of donations go directly to the charity. We'll keep none of it. And of course, we'll be taking donations during the stream itself, which will be taking place again 1 week from today, Saturday, September 22nd through 23rd, from 10 a.m. to 10 a.m. at twitchtv.geekade. Again, always remember to keep your eyes on geekade.com for more fresh original content. My name is Chris, and on behalf of Dean and Matt, who is giving away our swag, thank you so much for coming, and keep playing games. That was fun. James Pond.